step to the toss and miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage. Road rage.
Mona. See, Democrat activist Olivia Giuliana is threatening to go on a hunger strike until U.S. aid is restored. This is a large woman, Ramona.
What? Somebody's going on a hunger strike
I'm guessing she hasn't missed many meals, Ramona. I'm not.
What's her name?
It doesn't matter.
She's going on a hunger strike.
It's not the point. I said, let's see. How long a strike will it be? I said, let's see. I said, let's see what Vegas says. And someone wrote and said, over under 2.5 days. I said, no, over under 2.5 minutes.
Ah.
And I'm thinking she's not making it 2.5 days. I made it 3 days.
You made it three days. I thought about that the other day. There's no way. Yeah, I would have headaches.
Honestly, the hardest day
is the first day. I know. And I get hungry. I'm hungry now.
Once you get past the first day, it gets easier.
I know, that's what you say. Yeah, let's see how you do it.
It gets easier once you get past that first day. We have.
What you drinking today?
What is this? Hey, Ramona.
What?
GSP just sent me something from Theo Von, saying I'm glad there was clarification. I didn't even understand what this was at first. It's a white Bronco, Ramona. It's driving down the road, and I'm looking at it. My microphone blocks part of like images and stuff. It's right in front of my face, and there's all these, you know, attachments to it, and so it blocks part of it. So I'm just seeing this white Bronco, and I'm thinking, I'm glad there was clarification. I'm thinking, I don't get it. And then I just moved my head to the side to get my drink, and now I see it. The license plate says not OJ.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yes. Yeah, there's your specialty.
I like that.
Yeah, there's your specialty license. All right, so back to Syracuse for a minute. You know, the other kid here who is capable of playing both ways, and they've talked about playing both ways, is this is linebacker. I forget how he pronounced his name. Just Lawyers. He's a talent. He's a talent and athletic, and they've talked about playing him both ways too. But the Demetrius Samuel kid, who, again, I think Clemson will try and go after him a little bit, but be careful, because there's going to come a moment somewhere soon where that kid starts taking the ball away, because he's that gifted. I mean, I think he could play for anybody in America. You know, Fran Brown, I mean, look, two things I thought when I looked at this schedule this year. One, I thought, okay, well, they lost their entire offense. You know, they lost everybody. They lost Aronde. They lost Trevor Pena. They lost, you know, you lost the quarterback. They lost everybody. And that was a very prolific offense last year. And you lost your star running back. You lost everybody. And, Alan, I thought, well, you know, given that, there's just no way. And the schedule's brutal. Schedule is actually, they play a ridiculously hard schedule. And we don't know about how they're going to survive over the totality of the schedule. They might not. Probably won't. But just the fact that they're back doing some of the same things, which I thought was like all but impossible. And I know they got in jelly light and everything else, but just the fact that they're back competing again, I'm telling you, Brown has a chance to do some special things at Syracuse and or somewhere else. I mean, listen, if he can get through this season and we start to look to next year and beyond, if he does the things I think he's going to do at Syracuse, I'm not sure how long he'll be at Syracuse. you know, sort of a stepping stone job to a bigger opportunity. I think that's what's going to happen. Our lines have been completely jammed all week, but you can get in right now if you know what you want to talk about. 654-7627, 654-7627. So that's basically your Syracuse analysis and breakdown. You know, they have dangerous receivers, dangerous tight end in Vallari. That group, Daryl Gill keeps getting better and better. Cook is dangerous. The receivers are very dangerous. Like I said, if you don't stuff the run and you don't pressure Angeli and get to him, not just pressure him, get to him, I don't think Clemson's cornerbacks can cover these receivers. So that's where this game is going to be won or lost in my mind. It's going to be won right there. It's time for Clemson's defensive front to make a statement, for all these star players to make a statement. It's time for T.J. Parker to have a big game. This seems like the game that he could have a big game. I'm going to project that this is the game that Parker has his breakout for the year. And he gets going, and I think Clemson needs that in this football game if you want to win that game. Because, again, if you don't do that, if the defensive front just looks this could go sideways, and we could have really awful conversations come Monday. So we'll see where it goes. But I'm picking Clemson to win, like I said, somewhere between 7 and 11 points. I think that feels about right. I can't predict Clemson to score more than 31. We haven't seen anything close to that yet. Now, I do think that the Syracuse desire to play with some tempo could potentially increase Clemson's score, particularly if they're not effective in moving the ball. But, you know, and I think that Cade Klubnik is going to have some opportunities against this group. And I think he should have more time. I think his comfort level should improve in the pocket in this game. He has not really had much of a comfort level yet this year in terms of how he's handled things. And he's played poorly. There's no way around it. I mean, that's where it starts and where it, you know, not where it ends. I mean, there've been other issues, obviously, but that's the prime issue. That issue affects the receivers. That issue affects everything. He's got to be better, and no excuses, none of that stuff. I mean, you know, you're the guy getting all the NIL money, you're the guy getting all the attention, you know, you got to be better. And I think he has a chance to be better in this game and maybe get some confidence going, because it's clear to me, and I've said this for a while, he just lacks confidence now. He's got like a fake confidence, and he has got to begin to get in a rhythm and get in a comfort level with his receivers in order to sort of restore his confidence and get him going. Because the only way that this season turns dramatically for Clemson, by turns dramatically, I mean winds up in a playoff position. The only way that happens, the only way that can happen, is if he starts playing with confidence and starts playing well. Without that, Clemson has no chance of that. And I think this is a tilt game, too, because Clemson, in this conversation, look, I've already said, I'm not thought the rest of the country's been great. I don't think they've been great. So I think there are opportunities for other people to lose, too. I don't think the losses have ended. You know, like right now, if you ask me who's going undefeated, nobody. Nobody. I don't think anybody's going undefeated. I mean, if you ask me who's going to have only one loss, I'm not sure. So there's an opportunity for other people to lose. But, you know, from a Clemson standpoint, they've got to fix their own house. And basically, to have any chance of those type of goals, at least as of now, Clemson has to win out. And winning out starts with this game. I mean, it starts with – look, you can generate momentum anywhere. You know, you don't need to generate momentum against a Syracuse or at a Georgia Tech. You can generate momentum, start to generate momentum and confidence anywhere. And that's what this team needs. And we'll see. I mean, basically, this team needs to string a bunch of victories together and start feeling better about themselves before the next biggest test. Now, if you can't pass this test with some degree of certainty, then you're really going to start to wonder about who and what this team is. But I think that's where we are. Sean, how are you, Sean? Good to have you.
Good, good. Just wanted to get a little perspective from a student on Dabo's recent comments.
Yeah.
I think, you know, he's got to take some accountability, and no one wants him gone. I mean, I don't want him gone. You don't want him gone. He's the coach. He's led us everywhere. He's won two national championships. He beat Nick Saban at Alabama.
Yep.
No one wants him gone. But the reality is we have a losing record against teams with a winning record since 2020. We're 15-17. And I think there needs to be some accountability for that. We're still getting great recruits. We're still winning the ACC. But the reality is we want to compete for national championships every year, and we haven't done that since we played LSU in 2019. So we got to figure it out. But, I mean, for anyone calling for Dabo to be gone, I think it's a whole bunch of bull crap. But I think he does need to take some accountability and then focus on the next game.
Yeah, look, Sean, I think that's a good job. And he admitted that himself. I mean, he was asked a question basically about that. You know, what do you have to do better? And, you know, and he admitted that he has to be better too. So, you know, I think they understand that. Now let's find out if they can execute that.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it starts with him, but his players haven't been playing well, and I think he knows that. But I just think it goes back to accountability. I think he knows that. I think they'll be fine. I think they'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's a good job, Sean. You call more often.
Yeah, yep. We'll do.
Thank you, Sean. Good job. He said he was a Clemson student, right? Yeah, that's a good job. Yep, well done. I think everything he said is correct. I think that, you know, nobody with any common sense, you know, if your IQ is over 25, you don't want Dabo Swinney gone. I mean, you want Dabo Swinney to coach here forever. I mean, the worst season in 14 years was 9 wins. It happened once. I mean, that's still insane. You know, the answer to who can do that is nobody. And yet, he's done it. So, you know, so you can understand why he gets frustrated a little with the naysayers, too. I get it. So there's two sides of this, but the reality is, and it's Sean pointed it out, the record against winning teams in the last X number of years, it's not been good. And that's got to get better. I mean, you know, so what we're saying is there's a difference between those championship teams and these teams we've seen of late. There just is. There's a difference, and you got to recognize that difference in order to fix it. If you don't recognize the difference and you think everything is great, that everything is perfect, that we're fine, we're just fine, then you're not going to get there, I don't think, because you're not acknowledging the issue. And there has been issues. You know, there have been a number of different issues. You know, whether we're getting past that now, we'll see. I mean, I think what has people concerned is that this was the season. I mean, if not this season, it doesn't seem like it's going to be next season. This was the year. Everything pointed to this year. These were the home-raised kids that had all grown up together. This was all the star power. This was all those, you know, mock drafts that aren't very accurate. But this was all those mock drafts that had every Clemson player, like, on the roster in the top 15. You know, And so this was the year, you would think, but it hasn't materialized thus far. Now, again, there's still time to change that, but you're at the tipping point because the reality is you lose one more game and it's over. You lose one more game and we're talking about next year. There won't be any playoff if you lose one more game. You have two losses. It's not going to be easy to get there as is, but the only chance of getting there, you have to win out, and you might need some help. In other words, what I mean is you might need Florida State to stay unscathed until they play you, etc. You know, you might need Louisville to stay unscathed until they play you. You're going to need some meat on the bone games And, you know, I don't know that the South Carolina game is going to represent that at the end, but it will be another SEC opponent, and the things haven't gone, the SEC opponent issue hasn't gone very well of late either. Tiger Dave, I'll get to you as soon as we come back. You can get in. I know there are other people trying to get in. You can get in right now, 654-767. Let me tell you about Yoder's. Established in 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. Simply, they're the best. And every time we talk about it, people write us and say, "Walt, I just went there. Walt, it's great. Walt, it's awesome. Yoder's, yeah, awesome." Building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, and more. Engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinets, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from the competition, aiming to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. Again, this is Yoder's. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for their next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized and expert service. Contact, listen, 500 East Fairplay Boulevard, Fairplay, South Carolina, 864-972-3003, 864-972-3003. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Hours, Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5, Friday, 7 to 4:30, Saturday and Sunday closed. The website is goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. All right, quick break. You can get in if you want. Tiger Dave, you're up first. Don't move. We'll get right to you on the other side.
Sometimes it's the little victories that mean the most. Those everyday celebrations that bring a smile to our faces and joy to our hearts. At Ingles, we know there's no one you'd rather share those miniature memorable moments with than family. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
When there is a bad storm and your power goes out, will you be prepared? With a Generac whole home generator, you can be assured that you will have power when no one else does. At Davis Services, we can provide you with the peace of mind so you will not be in the dark. You will stay warm or cool and your food will not perish. Take advantage of the 500 instant Davis rebate towards the purchase of a 2224 kilowatt Generac whole home generator. And now get 7-year parts warranty when purchased before September 5th. Call 864-702-3512 today.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine. They're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results. I can attest, I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All-In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Hey, it's Reese Davis. Let's be honest, you can't keep an eye on everything. Unless you've got Blink Outdoor 4 cameras. While you're focused on the game, Blink's keeping an eye on your home.
With up to 2-year battery life and with Sync Module XR, you can cover more space without constant maintenance. No wires, no worries. Blink helps keep an eye on what matters most. Get Blink today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Waltip Tulip Road Rage. When a home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team upstate families count on. They handle everything. Repairs, installation, replacements, full maintenance for central AC, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, and more. Heating, too. From furnaces to thermostats, Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a 1-year labor guarantee. Their certified techs deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing first-time customer specials and discounts for veterans and seniors. How about that? And when emergency strikes, they're available day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliably. Proudly serving Greenville and the surrounding upstate counties, look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. You've seen them. You know what we're talking about. Regular HVAC tune-ups help you avoid a surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. And right now, Ace Home Company is offering a free fall maintenance for new customers, $189 value for free for a new customer. Again, visit acehomecompany.com to schedule yours today. Let me clarify, that's acehomeco.com, short for company, acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. Again, it's unbelievable. Right now, you can get a free service, free fall maintenance for new customers, $189 value. Take advantage of that. Again, visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. And when you speak to them, of course, tell them that I sent you. It's how it works. All right, to the phones. Tiger, Dave. Dave, good to have you.
Hey, Walt, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you fine, Dave. Thank you.
Oh, okay. How you doing today?
Good. Appreciate you.
Okay, that being said, I'm going to try to set the tone for about maybe 10 seconds with you. I'm not going to hold you long.
All right.
Do you remember when Nick Saban and Dabo came in, not say the same time, but really at a close era together, about the same tenure in football, maybe Nick Saban a little bit more when he came to Alabama, started with Alabama. You remember that time they came in with this guy named Cody, this nose guard Cody? I can't remember his last name.
Yeah, Mountain
but
Cody.
He stayed in our backfield with a Superman lunchbox eating sandwiches all day. All day. And Dabo, later on that year, Alshon Jeffries, but South Carolina, they took us to the woodshed, I guess, that year, too. Something in Dabo that year sparked. He went and got some dogs. I mean, dogs. There were dogs in high school back then because NIL did not exist. You can go find some. Now, going forward, we beat LSU. That really got it rolling. The kids will start looking at Clemson. Okay, yeah, I think this comes right here. I might like, man. And Dabo's always been a salesperson, and his personality has always been very, you know, gravity.
Yeah.
People gravitate to him.
Yep.
Okay? Now, that era is gone. Now, a whole new era is here. Nick Saban, not to be preemptive about Dabo or what Dabo said earlier this week, but Nick Saban had enough sense to say, hey, my era is gone. I'm out. I can't talk to them. They come in wanting hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm done. Nick Saban can say he quit for any other reason, but NIL, he just didn't want it. He can say anything he wants. We all know the truth. You can't live in the NIL era with those old values. And let me just make myself a little bit clearer, so clear as thing up here. He was talking about what, you know, if you don't want to win, want me to go, so just say, yeah, well, man, when people come in, there's some coaches out there on this earth in the United States are real passionate about, you know, Clemson and the money that Clemson can offer them. You know, Nick Saban, before he got to Alabama, they were just a mediocre team, but he had that passion when he came from LSU to Alabama. And six championships later, you know, Alabama was, the team to beat you couldn't be. Well, Dabo had that fire in him. He won. He beat. He knocked the king down twice. But it was a different era. The dogs were in high school. He was recruiting that nice class, you know, five-star here in this area. He recruited almost pinpoint precise where he needed help. Well, none of the bank, the bank is open, man. The book is open. The bank book, the checkbook is open. And you can do what these kids want something. You can almost give it to them. And go get a dog. I mean, people say don't go in the NIL.
But Dave, let me ask you something. Didn't you think Clemson had that when they got Peter Woods' commitment and Peter Woods' signature? Didn't you think they had that when they got T.J. Parker's signature?
He's like a soft, cuddly puppy hound to me now. I think we're just getting puppies.
Man. Well, I'm not asking and now. I'm asking then. When he signed him.
On paper.
Right. Listen, I agree with some of what you're saying, Dave, but let me just suggest something else, maybe even a simpler solution. I don't think you're wrong about some of the things you're saying, all right? I think that you have to adjust a little bit to this time period, and when other top teams are adding 8, 9 guys and you're adding 3 and playing 1, maybe that's not enough. Maybe you need more competition for the guys who are in your program who don't have competition. I mean, like Cade has had no challenger. You know, he's been able to be content with however he plays because he's had no challenge. They've not set him down for even a series. So I think that there may be something to that. But can it not just be this simple, Dave? Can it not just be that maybe the quarterbacks, the last two, just haven't been as good as the other two, and maybe that's the whole thing? In other words, if you just substitute Deshaun Watson or Trevor Lawrence for Cade Klubnik right now, what's Clemson's record?
Oh, they're 3-0.
Right, they're 3-0, and they're in the national title hunt, and maybe win it.
Now, that being said, well, I'm going to add to that. Now, Concepcion, I didn't know he had transferred from NC State to Texas A&M.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So I seen him play the other night, and I'm like, okay, well, that guy at Texas A&M who thought he was going to take that spot, Texas A&M went and got Concepcion because they didn't think they had that dog in that spot, right or wrong?
Yeah, it's probably right. It's probably right.
They would not have gotten Concepcion, Concepted or whatever his name is. I can't spell it.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think that you can't always assume you have the answer in-house now. I think you have to add to that mix almost by definition now. And you know, maybe Clemson took the first step this year. Maybe we will see more of that going forward. And look, Dave, if this season does not wind up as Clemson hoped it would, then I think you have an even greater likelihood that moving forward you see Clemson use the portal to a higher degree.
I'm going to tell you. I know he's in his stubborn in his way. I don't use the word stubborn, but just set his ways.
Yeah.
But when you start using it, you know, you don't start building a $200,000 house and go get a $2,000 loan. That's what I thought he did this year. 2 or 3 players from the portal. And I got really excited. Well, I almost jumped out my, you know, we got the portal players. And it was 3. I said, okay, it's a start. Yeah. But you don't go start a $200,000 house with a $2,000 loan, man. Expect to see that to fruition, okay? And I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna get off.
But
nonetheless, Walt, man, my buddy, we got to do it a different way if you're gonna get different results. And I'm telling you, man, when you start winning and you start plugging, and Kay got somebody threatening him to take his spot. It's like there's nobody threatening Peter Woods. There's nobody threatening these stars to take their spot. Because when you put somebody in, it either falls off or you're like, man, this guy overran the play by day. Where's he at? Where did he go? Did he run off the screen? Is he chilling? I don't know. Did he get his Gatorade? Where did he go? My God. And then you're like, oh, then this announcer says, wow, he was all out of position. Man, yes. And we see it, and we cringe, and we're like, "This." I'm going to go back and say, that's not the Clemson of old. We throwing money out there, if you ask me, into the office and not on the field. Let's get the money out the office. $1 million, almost $1.5 million coordinator, almost $5 million office coordinator, defense is off, and all these people making $1 million apiece here in all these different parts. Yeah, I get it. You want the people there, but I think you may want to rethink some of that because these other signers, like at Vanderbilt, these guys, those coordinators, they're making all that money, but they look fine-tuned against. I hope South Carolina's a good team this year, but they look really fine-tuned. Mm-hmm. I mean, the way that quarterback handled that offense, man, it was almost South Carolina had no answer for that guy.
That's fair.
None for them.
Dave,
done.
I got to run. Good talking to you. Call more often.
Go ahead, Walt, man. Good. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, baby. You had a good one.
That's a good job. It's really, really good job. You get a lot of response on the text line as well. Tech said, this team's 3-0 with Kelly Bryant at quarterback. Tech said, that's it. Dabo looked to great a risk that he had in-house, what we needed. You haven't kept adding to it and quit worrying about hurting the current player's feelings. Yeah, see, I think moving forward, especially if you don't have that guy at quarterback, I think you're going to have to do that. I think that, you know, and like I said, you know, I don't know how many historically great quarterbacks one program can land. You know, that's the next question. You know, even, you know, Dabo said we're going to win a couple more championships, you know, and people didn't believe in him before. But, you know, those championships included guys like, you know, Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson. I think that that's the recipe here, because if you're going to have 7 to 15 recruiting classes, I think you've got to be elite at that position, and I think you have to have round one NFL caliber wide receivers. I think that's the recipe. That's what we've seen work. So until I see a different recipe work, like, for example, the one that we have right now with Cade, I'm gonna need to see that. I'm going to need to see Clemson win a national title without that guy. And by the way, I think this is true of almost everybody, just to be clear. This is not – I've seen these people who say, well, Dabo can't win without an elite quarterback. No crap. And Belichick couldn't win without an elite quarterback. And, you know, and every sports team that ever existed, you know, they asked Gino Auriemma that one time about all the championships he won. And someone asked him, you know, hey, isn't it true, coach, that, you know, you're really winning because you have all these great players? And his answer was no blank. That was his answer. His answer was no blank. Yeah, we're winning because we have great players. Exactly. Yeah, that's how it works. That's how it works everywhere. If you don't think so, you're wrong. Great players win. Yeah. So I've seen that argument used against Dabo Swinney before. That's not the argument I'm making. I'm saying that there's a recipe for Clemson to get all the way to the top of the mountain, and it includes a round one level quarterback, an elite talent at that position. And again, I think pretty simply, if you substitute Deshaun Watson or Trevor Lawrence into this equation this year, Clemson's 3-0 easily. They would have beaten LSU by double digits. They would have beaten Georgia Tech by double digits. They would have won both those games easily, and they would have destroyed Troy. I mean, right? I mean, there's no way to argue that, right? I mean, that's a fact. So, I think those players make everybody around him better. Keith is not that level of player, you know. But he could still be the best that he can be. And, you know, and maybe with the right talent around him, maybe that's enough. But he hasn't been the best that he can be. He's sort of lost right now, needs to find it, and that's what it's going to take. Tech said, was Stetson Bennett elite? Yes, he was. He was absolutely elite at the collegiate level. As I said all along, I think people undervalued Stetson Bennett. I mean, Stetson Bennett outplayed the number one and two picks in the draft. He outplayed Bryce Young. He outplayed C.J. Stroud to win national championships. That's what he did. And it wasn't carried by the defense. He did the carrying. He threw for 200 yards in the fourth quarter against Ohio State to win that game. Walt Tip Tulip Road Rage, quick break.
On Saturday, the Clemson Tigers will host the Syracuse Orange, and we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar. Starting at 6 a.m. live at Burton Gallery inside Little John Coliseum, we've got the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then at 9 a.m., it'll be the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon Childress and his crew. At noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have to call the game, and Dono, Clark, and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantee stands strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville. Meadville, we specialize in spray foam, blown in, bat insulation, attic ventilation and air sealing, and crawl space insulation and encapsulations. Triple your savings with Koala Insulation of Greenville. Lower your energy bills by 20% on average. Get up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits through December 31st. Call today, 864-867-1779, and find out what you can save.
Break out the bell bottoms and fire up the disco ball. Staying Alive is back at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, October 3rd and 4th. It's the ultimate Bee Gees tribute, bringing the groove, the glitter, and all the hits you love. From Jive Talking to Staying Alive, this high-energy show will have you boogieing all night long. Don't miss your chance to relive the golden age of disco. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
Injured in a wreck and now the insurance company's ghosting you? Classic move. They're quick to collect premiums, but when you need help, disappeared. I'm Trey Mills with the Trammell & Mills Law Firm. We don't chase, we confront. You call us and we bring the pressure, loud and legal. What's up, QB? We're about to ring your bell. We may talk a little trash, but we back it up with action. Call 864-485-8585 or visit TrammellandMills.com. Trammell & Mills, we don't do quiet.
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square. Whether you're looking for funny socks, funky socks, practical socks, or nostalgic socks, we've got you covered. We're a family-owned small business and are sure to carry a sock that will make you and your feet smile. Shop with us Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays until 4 inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square, where it's always buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
Earn more with your savings. For a limited time only, Founders is offering 18-month certificates at 4.32% annual percentage yield and 18-month IRA certificates at 4.58% annual percentage yield. Learn more at foundersfcu.com/dividend rates. You don't want to miss these rates. Federal insured by NCUA, membership qualification required, $500 minimum balance, 18-month term, dividends compound quarterly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Services in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Services build it for you. Golf Cart Services is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your club car Onward today and really enjoy life.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football? Man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play/games_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
The Roar. The only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Thank you.
Walt them to the road rage. Ramona just spent the whole break telling me how much she loves food. Like she said, she said, if I'm hungry, I'm done with you. She said, like, I'm talking in a conversation.
True.
If I'm hungry, I'm done with you. It's getting off the phone. I have to eat. That's what she said.
Yeah, that's what I say. And you've experienced it. We've been on the phone doing show prep, and I'm like, I gotta go. I'm hungry.
You know,
I gotta eat.
You know, they just had Booger McFarlane on the screen up above me, and I don't know why, but I was just suddenly reminded of him up in the tree stand. Remember?
when they made him be somewhere else and stay in the booth.
When he was up in the tree stand, you know, it was like freezing cold. He's up there like bundled like a friggin' Eskimo.
Yeah, they made him stay out there. Didn't he get to go in the booth after a year or so?
No, he had to stay out in the cold in the tree stand. You know, I mean, that was so wrong.
I think of that too every time I see him up there. He's inside.
Yeah, that's right. He's inside with like a blue golf shirt on or something. And I'm thinking to myself, you weren't wearing that up in the tree stand.
He's wearing a scarf and hat and coat.
That's like, you know, we're talking about the worst jobs ever. That's like the worst TV job ever. They created a mobile tree stand and stuck Booger McFarlane up in it. They should have given him a deer rifle.
God.
Dario, Chad, how are you, Chad?
Deb Tola.
What's going on, Chad?
Couple questions for you. Can the Chargers
beat
Baltimore or Buffalo in the playoffs?
I don't know. They've had a couple of really significant injuries that make me wonder a little bit. But I did pick them preseason to win that division. I said they go 13-3. I picked Kansas City third. People thought that was crazy. It doesn't look so crazy now, does it?
So you're thinking they're maybe a year or two away?
I don't know. I mean, I think Herbert is unbelievable, and I think he finally has some continuity there. And what's really impressed me, Chad, and I don't know if I've ever said this before, but Jim Harbaugh, who is hyper conservative, is basically saying, "Okay, Justin, it's your time." You know, and he's putting the ball in his hands to do as he chooses. And they are going Air Herbert. Now, they are running him more, as I said they were going to do, because I had heard that in the offseason. They are doing that. And I think that makes Herbert almost invincible. I mean, he is truly, truly elite. I think he's – if I'm ranking the quarterbacks in the NFL, as of the snapshot of this moment, I would say Josh Allen is one. Lamar Jackson is two, Justin Herbert is three, Patrick Mahomes is four, and then you go from there. Maybe Burrow's five, but Burrow's out maybe for the year like he always is. So, you know, that sort of scratches him. But you know, I would say that Herbert is three with a bullet.
Are you surprised? I mean, I thought they would lean on Hampton a little more, but I think to your point, it's Herbert's team, but, you know, I don't, maybe Hampton will get more work as the year goes along. I don't know. I guess he's ran it a little bit, but I just thought he would Harbaugh, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he ran out of bounds in that one situation late, and then we saw more Najee Harris after that. So, you know.
Yeah, I noticed that, yeah.
Yeah, so don't make mistakes around Harbaugh if it's a running back.
I know someone's got to win the division with Indianapolis and Jacksonville. I still think Jacksonville is the best team, but I don't know. What's your thoughts on that in that division?
I don't know. I wouldn't count Houston out.
Best roster.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Houston. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I wouldn't count Houston out. I think they've played two quality teams and had two tough losses, but I wouldn't count them out. I mean, I don't know what it will take to win that division. Not a lot. Look, I think the Colts are better. I mean, I think they lucked into some things. I think they lucked into Warren when he fell to them at 15. The Bears didn't take him. I think that's good for business, really good for Daniel Jones's business. And Jones looks good through a couple games. So, there's not going to be any 13-win team in that division. They all have some deficiencies. I mean, the Houston offensive line is an abomination. I mean,
terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it may be the worst I've seen in 25 years in the NFL. And I don't know how they didn't fix that. I mean, they spent the draft resources on two wide receivers. That's great. But, I mean, that last game, every time Stroud takes a snap, he's immediately running for his life. I mean, immediately. He takes the snap, yeah. The guy's in his face.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. Last thing, I hate to end on this, but I have no idea what to expect from Central Florida other than a good chance we're going to lose. I don't know anything about it. It's a strange situation. We play Charlotte on the road and now UCF on the road. And we stink. It's a bad combination.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be an interesting year for Bill and company, but you know, look, I think gradually they'll understand what he wants to do and what he's trying to do defensively. And I think they'll get better in that regard. The still question is going to be that offense and what you get out of that quarterback position.
Yeah, you can't get much. There's not a lot there to get. You know what I mean?
I think that's right. I think it's exactly right. So, yeah.
There's no Herbert walking through the door.
Yeah, but, you know, Judge Judy is pointing towards her watch because, you know, basketball, Chad. Basketball's coming. Hopefully you'll be better at that. I think I disconnected him. Sorry, Chad. If I did that, that's a mea culpa. That'd be a host error there. Texter mentions that the Colts have not punted once through two games, which is pretty freaking amazing. Oh, by the way, back to the Stetson Bennett thing for a second. Texter basically replayed that scenario. He said, is Stetson Bennett elite? And he says, no blank, Walt. That's the answer. Yeah, I guess I did sort of give that answer. Look, here's the thing. Stetson Bennett is not elite compared to, like, Watson and Trevor Lawrence. But in terms of what a college quarterback is, he was super elite, and he played his best in all the biggest moments. And he won games. I mean, he basically won two national championships for Georgia. And have they been the same since? No, right? Carson Beck was going to be better. That's what all the Georgia fans told me. Walt, he has a better arm. No, he didn't. He had a worse arm. Stetson Bennett, actually, for his size, had an elite arm. And he had a hypernatural ability to extend plays, and he just had a will that was unbelievable. Wherever it came from, whatever, you know, nuttiness, whatever. I don't care where it came from. You know, he basically refused to lose. And again, he beat the number one and two picks in the draft to win two national championships. I mean, any way you cut it. Now, look, the other thing is this. And I've made this clear. Clemson's not Georgia, and vice versa. Georgia's going to be one or two in the recruiting rankings every year. One, two, or three. That's where they're going to be every year. Clemson doesn't have that luxury. Clemson's going to be 7 to 15. That's where Clemson is going to fit in the recruiting rankings. So that's why Clemson has to have an elite guy at quarterback, because Clemson's not going to have the number. When you have the number one or two class in the nation every year, you can win with a lesser quarterback. You can win because the body of your team is good enough. You can't do that if you have 7-15. At 7-15, you need a super elite guy at that position. It's not a coincidence that Clemson won two national championships when they had a super elite guy in that position. They haven't won one since when they haven't. You know, the hope was that DJ Uiagalelei and then Cade Klubnik were both quarterbacks of that quality. They haven't been. They weren't. They aren't. Any way you want to put it. Past, present, whatever. You know, they aren't. And so there's a formula. And again, you know, maybe there's some other way for Clemson to do it, but we haven't seen it. The formula that we've seen has been the same. Two times. So, you know, can you get another guy like that? I don't know. Will there be another guy like that? I don't know. Texter asked me earlier, would Clemson be 3-0 if Etienne was on the team? I would say yes. I'd say, you know, I think that Etienne's the best running back in Clemson football history. And if he was on the team, then I think Cade would be better. I think he would have been utilized more although Clemson people always complain that Etienne wasn't utilized enough either. But again, he wasn't built to carry it 25 or 30 times either. So, you know, but if the question is, would Clemson be 3-0 with Etienne? Yes. And somebody wrote me earlier and said Kelly Bryant. Somebody else wrote me and said DJ. They'd be 3-0. I don't know about that. Nine for says, so where is DJ Lagway going to go? Where is he going to transfer to? I have no idea. Somebody suggested, apparently, I still haven't seen this. I still don't even know who this came from. But apparently the person who suggested, seemingly at the same time I did, that DJ Lagway would not be at Florida anymore, was suggesting that he was headed to Miami. Now, again, I don't know how you can know that, because in order for that to be true, you've had major, major tampering, which people have accused Miami of before. So I don't know what the answer to that is. I have no idea where Lagway will be heading if when he leaves Florida. All right, Michael and Jason, I'm coming right to you. Do not move. Waltip Tula Road Rage.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the